Now, if you've ever thought you could fix your own phone, now is your time to shine. Apple says it's going to start allowing customers to carry out repairs on their own devices. They're going to send out genuine parts and tools like batteries and screens for customers to fix themselves. Companies have been under pressure for years to do this, as most tech firms don't provide parts or manuals for repair. Our technology expert, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design in Ipswich, joins us now. Afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon.
So is this good news?
It's quite good news. It's a long time coming. It's not ecstatically good news because it's only going to be covering a limited number of handsets and possibly a number of MacBook laptops in the future. So it's good news if you've got a brand new device and you do want to repair it in the future. But if you've got an older device, then it's not so great news because they still remain very difficult to repair anyway.
So at the moment, before they start, do you have to send it away to Apple? Can you get other people to mend your phones?
You can get other people to mend your phones. The issue with many of the Apple devices, and in fact many mobile devices, is that their manufacturing process makes it very difficult for them to repair. So they're not as modular as we would hope they would be. They tend to be glued together with very good adhesive that you then have to heat the device up in order to pry it apart and hope you don't break anything. Then the screws need particular screwdriver types to open them. And they're very delicate items because they're such miniature items inside. They're very difficult to repair. Unfortunately, they're even more difficult to repair sometimes when they're made by Apple because they do design them, or they did design them in the past, that they really weren't to be repaired. They were, send them off to Apple or an approved Apple repair centre and they will do them.
That's obviously your belief that they did that on purpose, was it? I'm not sure that they would totally agree.
Well, they did it on purpose. Well, yeah, they did. The general consensus is that they did, and the general consensus that they have relaxed that has staggered many people in the industry because they're amazed it's actually happened. And it's more likely because they've been pressured to do so by government in the US and also their shareholders, because, you know, they've just been told that you've got to make these items easier to repair. They're not alone. They're not the only company in the world that is very difficult to repair devices. If you make a device that bends or the screen's curved and it's very difficult to repair, they are difficult things to repair. Laptops, for instance, and things like that, you open them up and you find the whole thing's all glued together and you literally cannot do anything with it other than send it off somewhere where they can heat it up and remove all the parts. So, yeah, it is a bit of a problem. But it's good that they are doing something.
Do you think this is tied in as well with recycling, the fact that at some point we're going to have to... There are so many phones sitting in drawers, aren't there, and all the metals that are in them, and that at some point we're going to have to stop just going out to buy a new phone every year or so, aren't we? Isn't the pressure on the companies that make these, whether it's Apple or others, in the future as well?
I think that there is a pressure to do that. I don't think it's what can these companies offer that makes a phone substantially different on a regular basis, so that phones may last for 2 or 3 years. Many phone contracts will be 3-year contracts anyway, so people will be stuck with a device unless they want to buy themselves out. But certainly the throwaway culture, which is much more prevalent, I think, in North America than it is in the UK. We certainly have a wasteful culture here where stuff does end up in drawers and people don't recycle it or don't get it recycled. But it's far more prevalent, I think, in America, where they tend to have that whole ethos is of just replace and throw stuff away. So certainly you've got, if you're one of the largest phone manufacturers in the world, you certainly have a big responsibility to make sure you're not being wasteful. So I think that's one of the reasons too.
I don't think I'd be able to manage to mend my own phone. Do you think this is something that is going to perhaps increase? Is it going to set the trend for other companies as well?
Hopefully it will. It's a more of an issue with Apple because they literally won't supply the tools they haven't been supplying the tools for people to be able to take apart their phones, and they haven't been supplying the manuals. That's not really the case with many other manufacturers. But certainly repaired phones and tablets and things like that in the past. And I would suggest I've probably got a 50% success rate where I've literally gone to repair something and been successful, and I've gone to repair something else and it's completely wrecked. It's as bad as that. Certainly, whoever's going to repair these needs to know what they're doing, even if the parts are available. It just means that your independent computer repair company can start doing those repairs with official parts and do the job properly. Certainly, okay. Trying to do it yourself is difficult.
So it isn't just for people like me, it's for those people that we might take it to. It's good news for them.
Yeah, it's your local. There's some very good local IT repair companies in Suffolk who would just be jumping up and down with glee that they can finally provide the proper parts and all the manuals are available for them to repair stuff. Yeah.
Matt, as always, lovely to chat. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Matt Porter, web design in Ipswich.